Proverbios 10, verso 7.
The word of the Lord says, the memory of the just is blessed.
La memoria del justo será bendita.
But the name of the wicked shall rot.
Mas el nombre de los impíos se pudrirá.
I don't know about your name.
No sé sobre tu nombre.
Even, but I want my name to count.
Pero quiero que mi nombre cuente.
I want my life to count.
Quiero que mi vida cuente.
The memory of the just, the Bible says, is blessed.
La memoria del justo será bendita, dice la Biblia.
But when somebody mentions the name of a wicked person,
pero cuando alguien menciona la
persona, there's a rot.
Del impío, hay algo que se pudre.
Then Proverbs 11th chapter, the next chapter over verse 7.
Y el siguiente capítulo, verso 11, verso 7 también.
The scripture says this, when a wicked man dieth,
cuando muere el hombre impío,
his expectation shall perish.
Perece su esperanza.
And the hope of unjust men perisheth.
Y la expectación de los malos perecerá.
Aren't you thankful today that you have a certainty, a hope?
¿No te agradeces que hoy tiene una esperanza?
That doesn't perish.
Que no perece.
I've got something that's going to live on past me.
Yo tengo algo que va a durar.
And we're grateful for the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Por la bondad de Dios.
Amen. God, we thank you for your word. Help us today, God, to have an ear to hear and to receive what your word is trying to teach us today. In Jesus' name. You may be seated.
Se puede sentar.
Man, I want to preach today from this title.
Quiero predicar sobre este título.
I don't want to be remembered.
No solamente quiero ser recordado.
I want to be known.
Quiero ser conocido.
The word of the Lord says here that the memory of the just is blessed.
Dice que la memoria del justo es bendecida.
But the name of the wicked shall rot.
Pero el nombre del impío se pudrirá.
We live in a world that is obsessed with being remembered or known here on this side.
Este mundo está obsesionado con saber su nombre, conocer, ser conocido.
And people strive for prestige and recognition.
Y la gente busca prestigio y ser reconocido por el mundo.
Because they're trying to leave behind something that says, "Look who I am."
Y intentan dejar lo que está atrás para decir, miren quién soy yo.
But the child of God says, look what he's done.
Pero el hijo de Dios dice, mira lo que él ha
hecho. Are you thankful what the Lord is doing in lives?
¿Estás agradecido lo que el Señor ha hecho en tu vida?
It's not what I do that's going to matter.
No es lo que importa lo que yo hago.
But it's what God has done.
Sino lo que Dios hace, eso importa.
And people strive for that place.
Y la gente quiere y anhela este lugar.
They use all kind of platforms today.
Usan cada tipo de plataformas.
Social media.
Las redes sociales.
To try to get fans and followers.
Intentan conseguir seguidores.
There's influencers.
Estos influencers también.
They all want to be somebody that is way up here.
Todos quieren ser algo muy alto.
But folks, amen, what a wonderful God we serve today.
Qué maravilloso Dios servimos.
It's
hoy.
All because of his goodness and his grace.
Todo fue por su gracia y misericordia.
Nothing I can do can make my life.
Nada lo que yo hago va a ser mi vida.
But what a wonderful Savior we have.
Pero qué maravilloso Salvador tenemos.
That has come with something we don't deserve called grace.
Que vino con algo que no merecemos, que es la gracia.
And he loved the unlovable.
Y amó al que no era amado.
And he went to the misfit.
Y fue al medio de todo eso.
The one that did not have it together.
Aquel que no tenía su vida.
And he's brought a completion.
Y trajo algo completo a él.
Amen. We're thankful for the goodness of the Lord.
Estamos agradecidos por la vida del Señor.
Now, there's a lot of names that we all know but we never met.
Y hay varios nombres que conocemos pero no hemos conocido.
I don't care what part of the world you're at. Even in Saudi Arabia, I heard that there are people that know the name Elvis Presley.
Incluso en Arabia Saudita saben el nombre de Elvis Presley.
These are strict Muslim people.
Estas son personas bastante estrictas musulmanas.
But they know the name Elvis Presley.
Pero conocen este nombre.
Do you know the world even knows who George Washington is?
Incluso el mundo sabe que quién es George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
And these names we all know from history.
Y estos nombres los conocemos por historia.
And they left behind some kind of significance.
Y dejaron un significado a través de la historia.
But their name is no good if their name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Pero su nombre no estará para nada bien si no está escrito en el libro de la vida.
Oh, there are some names that are kind of sticky names that you kind of remember.
Algunos nombres que son como medio pegajosos que puedes recordar.
I've never seen a picture of this man, but there's a man that I've heard his name because it sounds funny. Humphrey Bogart.
No he visto a este hombre ni lo conozco, pero su nombre suena divertido. Se llama Humphrey Bogart.
I'm glad he knows how to say that.
Qué bueno que sé decirlo.
There's people that we know and automatically we've heard of, John Wayne.
Hemos escuchado muchos nombres y inmediatamente sabemos quiénes son, como John Wayne.
Another one that has a big fancy name that I've heard all my life, Leonardo da Vinci.
Otro que tiene un nombre bastante peculiar, Leonardo da Vinci.
And there's Martin Luther King.
O Martin Luther King.
We now just say MLK. When I say MLK, everybody knows we're talking about.
Y cuando digo MLK, saben que estamos hablando de esta misma persona.
What about JFK, John F. Kennedy?
¿Qué es de JFK, John F. Kennedy?
But here's the truth today.
Pero aquí está
fame la does not equal a godly significance.
Pero la fama no equivale al significado.
Recognition doesn't equal a righteous place with God.
Y el reconocimiento no equivale a la justicia de Dios.
And God can never be your God until you let God be God.
Y no puedes hacer que Dios sea tu Dios a no ser que tú dejes a Dios hacer lo suyo.
You know, there's a reality of life and death.
Hay una realidad entre la vida y la muerte.
Louis L'Amour made a statement. He says, death is a visitor who could call upon any man.
Aquí Louis nos habla que la muerte es un visitante que nos puede llegar a cualquiera.
In other words, the grave is not a respecter of persons.
Eso quiere decir que la tumba no respecta a ninguna persona.
No great how it doesn't matter how great the name is.
No importa cuán grande sea el nombre.
How vast the influence.
Cuán grande sea la influencia.
Time erases the memory of somebody after a while.
El tiempo borra la memoria del hombre.
And somebody has done great things in the community.
Y muchos que han hecho cosas grandes en la comunidad.
They give big money.
Obtienen grandes sumas de dinero.
And they have foundations.
Y tienen fundaciones.
That their name could be written on a library somewhere.
Que su nombre puede estar escrito en alguna librería.
But nobody knows who they are.
Pero nadie sabe quién es realmente.
After a generation and the next generation.
Y pasan las generaciones.
It just becomes a name up there.
Y solo se convierte en un nombre que está ahí.
But I'm glad I have a God who knows who we are.
Bueno que tenemos un Dios que conoce
quiénes
somos.
When our life is done, I have a God who's not done.
Y cuando nuestra vida se acaba, sabemos que hay un Dios que no acaba.
And it seems that all man leaves behind is just a memory.
Y todo lo que el hombre deja atrás se convierte en memoria.
Something on a tombstone.
Algo con una lápida.
But the real question today is this.
Pero la verdadera pregunta es,
is life all about what you leave behind?
¿Es acaso la vida todo lo que dejas atrás?
Or what you take with you?
¿O lo que te llevas contigo?
You can't take accomplishments with you.
No puedes tomar los seguros, los cumplidos contigo.
You can't take your money and possessions with you.
No puedes tomar el dinero ni posesiones contigo.
You can't take your titles with you.
Y tampoco puedes llevar sus títulos.
But there's one thing you could take with you that will continue is your relationship with the Almighty God.
Pero hay algo que sí puedes llevar, es tu relación con Dios.
But it has to start here.
Pero tienen que empezar aquí.
You will not accidentally get to heaven.
No vas a llegar al cielo accidentalmente.
You have to have a relationship with him here.
Tienes que tener una relación con él aquí.
In fact, Psalm 116 and 15.
Es más, Salmo 116:15.
It says, "Precious in the sight of God."
Precioso en la vista de Dios.
Is the death of His saints.
Es la muerte de los santos.
What is a saint?
Pero qué es un santo?
A saint is not just a churchgoer.
Un santo no es solamente una persona que viene a la iglesia y ya.
A saint is not just a good person.
Santo tampoco es solamente una buena persona.
Not just somebody that's religious.
Ni tampoco alguien que hace religión.
Not just somebody who helps somebody else.
Ni alguien que ayuda a los demás.
Who's charitable.
Sino que lo hace ayuda y lo hace algo más.
Let me go a little further. A saint is not just somebody who says I believe in God.
Un santo no es solamente cualquiera que dice yo creo en Dios.
But a saint is somebody that's in a relationship with God.
Un santo es aquel que tiene relación con Dios.
They've been born again of the water and of the Spirit.
Que nació de nuevo del agua y del Espíritu.
They have the name of God in their life.
Que tienen el nombre de Dios en su
vida. They've been filled with the gift of the Holy God, the Holy Spirit. The word of God they're compliant with.
Están juntos con la palabra de Dios.
And they're walking daily in a spirit conscious life.
Obedecen la palabra de Dios y continúan caminando diariamente con Dios.
In fact, Jesus said,
en más, Dios dijo,
many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord.
Muchos me van a llamar diciendo, Señor, Señor.
Have we not prophesied in your name?
¿No hemos profetizado en tu nombre?
Have we not casted out devils in your name?
¿No hemos echado fuera demonios en tu nombre?
Did we not do great, big, wonderful works?
¿O que hicimos grandes maravillas con tu nombre?
And Jesus said this.
Jesús dijo esto.
I will profess that I never knew you.
Yo hoy les digo, nunca
hey,
conocí.
This is an omnipresent God.
Este es un Dios omnipresente.
An omniscient God who knows all things.
Un Dios omnisciente que conoce todo.
He knew their works.
Sabía sus obras.
He knew their actions.
Sus acciones.
He knew their ministry.
Y su ministerio.
But he said, "I never knew you."
Pero dijo, no te conozco.
I never knew a relationship with you.
Nunca conocí una relación contigo.
Amen. I want to thank the Lord today that God will give you a relationship.
Quiero decirte,
God has a place for you.
Contigo.
Amen.
Dios tiene un lugar para ti.
I don't want to be just remembered by people.
No quiero solamente ser recordado por la gente.
I want my prayer life to be known by God.
Quiero que mis oraciones sean conocidas.
I want my walk to be known by God.
Quiero que mi caminar sea reconocido
por Dios. I want my life marked by relationship.
Quiero que mi vida sea marcada por esta relación.
What matters is that He knows who you are.
Lo que importa es lo que Él sabe.
The greatness of the one that knows you today.
Aquel que te conoce.
Isaiah the 40th chapter verse 12.
Isaías capítulo 40 verso 12.
The God that I serve is the one that measures the waters of the earth in the hollow of His hand.
El Dios que sirvo mide las aguas con su palma de su mano.
That means the Atlantic Ocean.
Eso quiere decir el océano
Pacific
Atlántico.
Ocean.
O el océano Pacífico.
The Indian Ocean.
El océano Indio.
It means the Caribbean Sea. The Mediterranean Sea.
El Mediterráneo, el Caribe.
The South China Sea. The Baltic Sea.
Todos los mares.
It means all the different gulfs of the world.
Todas las diferentes partes de mares.
The rivers and the streams.
Los ríos y los lagos.
The God that measured it all and holds it in the palm of His hand.
En la palma de su mano.
I love the God that I serve because Isaiah 40 says the nations.
Isaías 40 aquí se dice que las naciones.
Are just a drop in a bucket.
Solo son una pizca en una cubeta.
It says that He has weighed the mountains in a scale. God knows how much the mountains weigh and the hills with them.
Él sabe y mide y pesa las montañas incluso.
And if this great God knows all that,
y si este gran Dios conoce todo esto,
He says, I even know the hair on your head.
Los cabellos de tu cabeza.
Every hair is numbered, not just counted, but numbered.
Todo cabello tiene su número incluso.
That means everyone is accounted for.
Todos están siendo contados por
Dios. He knew when they begin to disappear.
Y sabe cuando empezaron a desaparecer.
That's the power of the God that I serve.
Es el poder de Dios, al Dios que sirvo.
But it's not the power of being known by men.
Pero no solamente poder para ser conocido
por hombres. And having followers.
Y tener seguidores.
And gaining recognition.
Y tener reconocimiento.
But the greatest thing that you could have in life is when you know the God of heaven.
Pero lo mejor es cuando tú conoces
a Dios. And He knows who you are.
Y él conoce
quién tú eres. There is a relationship.
Hay una relación.
Oh, I'm thankful today that I have a God that knows me today.
Qué bueno que tenemos un Dios que nos conoce.
The scripture says about Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah.
Dice aquí de Jeremías.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you.
Antes que te formara en el vientre de tu madre.
In Isaiah, he said, I have graven you in the palms of my hands.
Dice que te he tenido en las manos mías.
A great big God.
Un gran Dios.
That knows everything about us.
Que sabe todo sobre nosotros.
But does God know who you are in the relationship?
¿Sabe realmente quién eres tú en
la relación? Does God know you that you talk to Him, walk with Him, know His word?
¿Tú sabes y te conoce Dios que caminas con Él, lees su palabra?
Romans the first chapter verse 28.
Romanos 1:28.
There's a warning that comes about to the church.
Hay una advertencia que se nos pone.
The book of Romans is written to the church at Rome.
La epístola de Romanos es para la iglesia de Roma.
And he says, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge.
No le gustó tener a Dios en su conocimiento.
As a result, God gave them over.
Y por eso Dios los sacó.
To a place that they could not retain God any longer.
A un lugar donde Dios no pudieron retener a Dios.
The final question today.
La pregunta final es,
does God have you?
¿Dios te tiene a ti?
Does the Holy Ghost have control of your life?
¿Acaso el Espíritu Santo tiene control
de
tu vida?
One day every person is going to stand before God.
Cada día una persona va a estar al frente de Dios.
And the question will not be, were you remembered?
Y la pregunta no va a ser, ¿fuiste recordado?
But the question will be, did God know you?
Sino que la pregunta va a ser, ¿Dios te
conoció?
Did
you walk with God?
¿Caminaste con Dios?
Did you talk with God?
¿Hablaste con Dios?
Did you make all attempts to follow His plan?
¿Quisiste seguir sus planes?
Will He say, well done?
¿Va a decir bien hecho?
Or will it be, depart from me?
O va a decir, aléjate de mí, nunca te conocí.
You may be unknown to the world.
Tal vez seas no conocido para el mundo.
Overlooked by people.
O mirado en menos por el mundo.
Forgotten by society.
O rechazado por la sociedad.
But if God knows you,
pero si Dios te conoce a ti,
you have everything that matters.
Tú tienes todo lo que importa.
The greatest treasure of this life is that He knows your voice when you pray to Him.
El mayor tesoro de esta vida es que Él conoce tu voz.
He knows your walk.
Él conoce cómo caminas.
In fact, there's something about it. A mama will recognize she may have 10 kids.
Y una mamá incluso teniendo 10 hijos.
And from a distance, she is able to say, well, here comes John. How do you know that's John?
Y de la distancia dice, ah, ese es John.
Because I recognize the way John walks.
La mamá puede decir, porque yo reconozco a mi hijo.
Amen. I want to tell somebody today, God will recognize your walk.
Dios va a reconocer tu andar.
Not only that, but he recognizes a heart.
Él reconoce tu corazón.
I walk with him.
Yo camino con él.
I talk with him.
Yo hablo con él.
And I live for him.
Y vivo para él.
Amen. The greatest treasure is not how much you know.
Y no, el tesoro más grande no es cuánto sabes.
How many people that know me?
Y cuántas personas me conocen a mí.
But the greatest certainty today that you could ever have.
Pero el mayor tesoro que tú puedes tener.
That God knows who you are.
Que Dios sabe quién tú eres.
Oh, you're thankful today that God is able even to reach down and do amazing things for those that seek him.
Dios te alcanza y te puede conocer.
This little bitty missionary lady.
Esta señorita misionera.
In the continent of Africa.
En África.
They didn't have anything to eat.
No tenían nada que comer.
Their food source was down to nothing.
Y su recurso de comida ya no tenía nada.
They had a language barrier.
Tenían la barrera de lenguaje también.
Culture barrier.
Y una barrera cultural también.
But they didn't have a God barrier.
Pero no tenía una barrera de Dios.
She prayed.
Ella oró.
And all of a sudden they heard a motor vehicle. That's what they called it.
Y escucharon a un vehículo que venía.
It pulled up. In fact, the horn blew.
Y llegó y empezó a tocar la bocina.
And this is the word. The vehicle's horns in Africa were not like America's where there's burp. It was beep beep.
Y la bocina no era como aquí en América que suena fuerte, sino que sonó despacio.
And she opened the door to their house.
Y abrió la puerta de la casa.
And there was a government official there.
Y había un oficial del gobierno.
And he said, I understand that you are people from America.
Y dijo, entiendo que ustedes son de América.
I came here just to meet you.
Y vine aquí para conocerlos.
And also I have something for you.
Yo también tengo algo para ustedes.
He said, en route I stopped at the market.
Y empecé, paré en el supermercado mientras venía para acá.
And he said, I bought some fresh beef.
Y traje comida, carne.
Because one time I went to America.
Porque la vez que fui a América.
And they cooked fresh beef a certain way.
Y cocinaron carne.
And I knew you'd probably like it.
Y yo sé que les va a gustar.
So I bought you some.
Así que te traje algo.
They said, whenever he said fresh beef, he had bought a side of beef.
Cuando dijo que trajo carne, trajo un lado de carne.
I'm going to tell you, God knows how to fix your order. Are you thankful that God knows exactly your need today?
Y Dios sabe tu necesidad también.
So you have problems thinking, how can I fix the situation?
Y te preguntas, ¿cómo puedo arreglar este problema?
How can I really help this circumstance?
¿Cómo puedo salir de esta situación?
Well, I want to just tell you, when you know God,
cuando conoces a Dios,
God knows you.
Dios te conoce a ti.
And when you have a problem,
cuando tienes un problema,
when you know God,
pero conoces
you
a Dios,
have an answer.
Tienes una respuesta.
Are you thankful that God's still on the throne?
¿Estás agradecido que Dios sigue estando
en el trono? And God still can answer.
Y Dios sí puede responder.
You take care of God.
Tú te cuidas de Dios.
God will take care of you.
Y Dios te va a cuidar.
You bless God.
Tú bendices a Dios.
God will bless you.
Dios te va a bendecir a ti.
You keep God the center of your life.
Pones a Dios el centro de tu vida.
You'll be the center of God.
Y tú vas a ser el centro de Dios.
You keep God close.
Tú mantienes a Dios cerca.
God will keep you close.
Y Dios te va a mantener cerca.
You keep his word.
Mantienes su palabra.
God will keep his word.
Y Dios mantener su palabra en ti.
Somebody ought to thank the Lord today that God's on the throne.
Tiene que agradecer a Dios que Dios está en el trono todavía.
How many in this place God has ever answered an impossibility?
¿Cuántos Dios ha respondido una imposibilidad?
Something impossible.
Algo imposible.
Two times in our life, God has in our mailbox.
Dos veces en nuestra vida en el correo.
A check to the penny.
Un cheque.
And I use this, and I can't remember the amount. Let's say 126.14.
Digamos 126.
14.
126.14.
And we needed that amount to pay an electrical bill.
Y necesitamos ese exacto número para pagar la electricidad.
Or some kind of bill. I can't remember what it was.
O algo era, no recuerdo qué era.
But in the mailbox was a check for the exact amount to the penny.
Pero en el correo había el exacto número de dinero que necesitábamos para pagar.
That's the God I serve today.
Ese es el Dios que sirvo hoy.
And you think that your little problem is too big or too small.
Y tú piensas que tu pequeño problema es demasiado para ti.
If God could touch just a little scratch on a baby when that kid is hurting, you're able to pray and say, Lord, heal this little bobo here.
Y si tú puedes poner tu dedo en la mano de un bebé y sanarlo,
God is able to reach in a body that has cancer and completely heal it.
Y Dios puede alcanzar a una persona con cáncer y sanarlo.
I've seen God open the eyes of the blind.
He visto a Dios darle la vida a los ciegos.
And I've seen God supply the need of somebody that did not have the answer.
Y darle lo que necesitaba a la persona que más necesitaba.
God has used the bird, the raven, to bring food to the man of God.
Y trajo también a los cuervos para darle comida al siervo de Dios.
There's nothing wrong with God today.
Y no hay nada mal con Dios.
I want my God to be praised and lived for. Would you stand with me today?
Sea bendecido y glorificado. Póngase de pie.
Hallelujah. Does God know you today? Do you know God?
¿Tú conoces a Dios acaso?
Amen. More than all the different things on this earth. Okay.
Más que cualquier cosa en este mundo.
One of the things I want.
Una de las cosas que quiero.
And I treasure is a relationship with the King of Kings.
Es el tesoro de tener una relación con el Rey de Reyes, el Señor del Señor.
He's a present God today.
Es un Dios presente hoy.
Even in your dilemma.
Incluso en tu dilema.
Sammy.
Sam.
It's how you trust God.
Es así como confías en Dios.
When everything seems to be going wrong in your body.
Cuando todo está mal con tu cuerpo.
Nina, when you seem to be at that place, you feel like you're at the desert of life.
Y Nina, cuando estés en el desierto de tu vida.
And nothing seems to be going and growing.
Y nada, y cuando vea que nada crece, nada pasa.
And it seems like everything you do is just.
Y parece que todo lo que haces.
Futile and empty.
Se siente vacío, sin poder, sin nada.
God is our oasis.
Es ahí cuando Dios aparece con uno más.
He's a present help in the time of need.
Es la ayuda presente en el tiempo de necesidad.
I want you to close your eyes and lift your hands
quiero
to Jesus.
Que cierres sus ojos y levantes sus manos a Jesús.
In this place right now, the Lord is here to answer.
El Señor está aquí en esta noche.
He's here to assure somebody that, amen, He's got it. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Hosts. Come on, He's the one that's on the throne today.
Él es el que está en el trono hoy.
Hallelujah. He's the one that you got to give the battle to.
Tú tienes que darle tu batalla a él.
Come on, what Brother Colton taught about today was perfect peace. God has perfect peace
Dios tiene
for
perfecta
you.
Paz para ti hoy.
God has your answer.
Dios tiene tu respuesta.
God himself is your answer today.
Dios mismo es tu respuesta.
He's come to meet. He's come to prove. He's come to love you.
Él viene
he's come
a probarte,
to help
él viene
you.
A amarte.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Would you thank the Lord personally right now? Lift your voice and thank the Lord with me. Lord, I thank you. I lift my hands to you, God, as a sign of surrender. I acknowledge, God, that you're in control. I give you the will of my life, God. I give you the place of my heart. I trust you and I believe you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what I want you to do right now? I want you to make your way to the front of the building with me just for a moment.
Quiero que venga aquí al altar.
Why do I need to come to the front? I want you to come because we're just to bind together.
Quiero que venga aquí adelante para que estemos todos juntos.
A people who know their God.
De la gente que conoce a su Dios.
A people that has learned to lean on God.
La gente que ha aprendido a descansar y
apoyarse
en Dios.
And not their understanding.
Y no en su propio entendimiento.
Just trust Him.
Solo confía en Él.
Is a people that is learning something that is valuable.
Porque la gente está aprendiendo que el Señor es valioso.
The word says, "Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart."
La Biblia dice, confía en el Señor con todo tu corazón.
Lean on Him.
Apóyate en él.
In all thy ways, trust Him.
Conoce sus caminos y confía en él.
And He will bring it to pass.
Y él va a hacer su voluntad.
He's here today.
Él está aquí ahora.
To prove.
Para probar.
To give evidence.
Para dar evidencia.
To give certainty.
Para dar aseguranza.
To release somebody from the strain and the weight.
Para sacarle el peso a cualquiera que tenga un peso encima.
Of uncertainty.
De la incertidumbre.
He's here.
Él es
I
aquí.
Want you to reach to somebody near you right now and pray
que
with him.
Ore con la persona que tiene
would
a su
you connect
lado.
With somebody right now? You don't know what they're facing.
Tú no sabes lo que están pasando.
Come on, you don't know what they're going through.
Tú no sabes por qué.
No matter how
eso.
Much you try to hide from it.
No importa cuánto te intentes ocultar
how much
de
you
aquello.
Try to run from it.
O cuánto intentas correr de aquello.
God wants to show you that He loves you and cares about your life.
Dios quiere mostrarte que Él importas y
those
te
things
ama.
Right now that are troubling, those things that are is haunting you.
Esas cosas que te están tratando de cazar.
They're trying to weigh your mind down.
Que intentan apagar tu mente.
Would you let the master have it? Would you put it in his hand?
Ponlo en sus manos.
Come on, put your life in the master's hand.
Pon tu vida
put the problem in the master's hand.
Pon el problema en las manos de él.
Let him work his plan for you.
Deja que él haga lo suyo.
Maybe it's his plan for you to go through the desert.
Tal vez es su plan que tú vayas por el desierto.
Maybe it's his plan for you to go through the valley of the shadow of death.
Tal vez es su plan que tú vayas por el valle de sombra de muerte.
But he has promised to go with you.
Pero él prometió ir contigo.
As the great shepherd.
Como un gran pastor.
Hallelujah. Pray with that person near you right now.
Ore con esa persona que
tiene a su lado. In the name of Jesus, we bind together. God, we seek your face and your authority right now. Hallelujah. I trust you. Sing it, Sister Kristen.
You did not create me to worry.
Come on, the Lord is on our side today.
You did not create me to fear.
Come on, would you trust the Master today?
Confío en el Maestro.
You created me to worship daily, so I'm going to leave it all right.
Put it at his feet today. I put it at your feet, Jesus.
Ponga tus pies, Jesús.
You did not create me to worry.
Come on, give it to him and leave it there. Don't take it with you this morning.
No te lo lleves contigo.
You created me to worship daily, so I'm gonna leave it all right here. My hands are raised because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. Worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings. My hands are raised because.
Come on, would you keep praying with that person near you? God, help us.
Dios,
help us to know your impact.
Ayúdanos a conocer tu impacto, Jesús.
Help us to know that you're in charge of this today.
Ayúdanos a conocer que tú estás a cargo de esto.
Thank you, Jesus, for taking my need.
Gracias, Señor, por la necesidad.
I bow before the King of Kings. I will trust. I will trust
in you, Lord. I will trust. In you,
Lord, I will put my trust. You did not create me to worry.
Woo.
You did not create me to fear.
I want you to hear this. A while ago we talked about it and I lightly mentioned it.
The
God that spoke this world into existence.
Pero cuando Dios habló para que este mundo fuera existiendo.
Holds the waters in the palm of his hand.
Él tiene las aguas del mundo en la palma de su mano.
Has measured the universe from his thumb to his little bitty small finger.
Y midió el universo con sus dedos.
He said, "Heaven is my throne."
Y dice, "El cielo es mi trono."
Earth is my footstool.
Y la tierra donde pongo mis pies.
But yet this vast knowledge of God, God knows.
pero knows, hay conocimiento y Dios sabe.
Knows,
sabe, Dios sabe.
The number of your hair, remember that?
Sabe el número de tus cabellos.
That one right here, bro.
Está aquí.
He has it.
Él lo tiene.
Knows it.
Lo conoce.
And if God has that finite memory and knowledge,
el Señor tiene como esta memoria.
How powerful he is.
Cuán poderoso es.
To handle the circumstance at hand.
Dejar que él se encargue de los problemas.
Hallelujah.